I'm Bob Taylor, and this is Bob's Used Record Shop. Welcome back once again to another hour of specially selected recordings of songs old and new from artists past and present, some of who you may have not heard of. The music is selected to be enjoyable, and the accompanying information is meant to be informative and entertaining. If you have an appreciation for music of diverse genres and eras, and if you have a curiosity for great tunes and artists that you may be hearing for the very first time, then welcome along for another musical journey of discovery. Now, before we get started, I've been asked a few times over the years, when do they quit making great records? And my answer is this: they still make great records today, in my opinion. Here's the problem, as I see it. There's no great place to hear all of the good music in one place. When I was growing up in the early 60s, everyone pretty much got their music from listening to the radio. There were only a handful of radio stations, and they were very culturally diverse. You could hear Frank Sinatra, the Beatles, Marvin Gaye, Jose Feliciano, and Johnny Cash, as well as one-off singers like the Singing Nun and Sergeant Barry Sadler, all in the same hour on the same radio station. Now, growing up in Chicago, we had great powerhouse radio stations, top 40 music stations, and two names come to mind, WLS and WCFL, where you were always exposed to just great music. Today, everything is pre-programmed and segmented down to very, very narrow genres. Great music is great music. And it doesn't matter if the artist was black, white, purple, and the boundary between rock, pop, country, and jazz simply didn't exist. That's why here at Bob's Used Record Shop, the beauty, in my opinion, of this show is that you really never know what you're going to hear next. So, let's listen to some music. Here's a classic song. It's been remade dozens of times over the years. See if you can guess who is singing on this record from 1987.
Without a dream in my heart, without a love.
Blue Moon, a song that came from the soundtrack album to the 1980s TV series Moonlighting. And if you haven't guessed who was singing, that was one of the stars of the show, renowned actress Sybil Shepherd. You'll recall she starred with Bruce Willis in that TV series that lasted 4 years from 1985 till 1989. Let's hear another song from that 1987 soundtrack album. Here is the late Al Jarreau.
Guess I'll never be the same. Thank you.
snub me. And that you snub me. I prayed you'd put no one above me. And now I'm black and blue. It's I fell for you.
Me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, but just how empty without you. So kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. My dear, can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. So kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. It's been a long, long time.
From her 1959 Capitol Records album, Swinging Pretty, that was jazz vocalist Keeley Smith in a song that originally dates back to the end of World War II, a song called It's Been a Long, Long Time. A welcome home song of sorts, given a jazzy swing treatment here. And before that, Al Jarreau with Since I Fell for You. More music now. Here are the Mamas and the Papas.
I call your name, but you're not there. Was I to blame for being unfair?
Don't you know I can't sleep at night since you've been gone? I never weep at night.
I can't go on.
Don't you know I can't take it?
You know I can't sleep at night, but just the same, I never weep at night. I call your name.
Don't you know I can't sleep at night?
And the Poor Boys from their self-titled 1985 album featuring Rolling Stones alumni Charlie Watts and a bass player from the Rolling Stones called Bill Wyman, and a classic blues number called Sugar Bee. And we started off with the Mamas and Papas from their 1966 debut album, If You Can't Believe Your Eyes and Ears, a unique take on one of the Beatles' early hits, I Call Your Name. Next, we have another Beatles tune, this time in a rare recording by Billy Joel. This is a long out of print 45 RPM record, and this is the B-side from a 1983 record. The A-side was the title track from his album An Innocent Man. But let's hear the B-side, where Billy performs a very faithful live cover of the Beatles classic, I'll Cry Instead.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
I got every reason on earth to be mad.
From their very first album called Please Please Me, that was The Beatles. And to show you that things come around and go around the way that they do, that was a song that was written by Carole King and originally recorded by a group called The Cookies. And it was one of the songs that was an early influence on The Beatles. Their first album was an amazing collection of original songs and songs that they had played over the years in different clubs. And that was Chains. And before that, Billy Joel, who on many occasions has mentioned the fact that without the Beatles, there probably wouldn't have been most of the Billy Joel songs that we know. And a few different artists over the years have said that the Beatles were just a major influence on their recording and getting into music. So we're going to wrap up the first half hour of our show today. Hope you've enjoyed yourself. We're going to play something from a group called the Manny Album Orchestra. You've been listening to Bob Juiced Record Shop. Stick around, we have more music coming your way, but this does bring an end to the first half of our show. Another great half hour of music is coming your way right after we take time out for news, weather, and a word from our sponsors.